Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. It will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one, growing one, or trying to get rid of one. We've got something you can do there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, and don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. All that's free. Just check it out and entertain yourself, educate yourself, inform yourself. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Kurt Badenhausen. He's with Forbes, a great Forbes organization. He's a senior editor there. And, Kurt, we're talking about the Forbes 2011 Best Small Companies list, top 100, right? Is there 100 of these guys?
Yeah, we focus on the top 100. All these guys have had remarkable growth over the past 5 years.
They're all publicly traded, all under a billion in sales. Now, one thing that we know that is a characteristic of all 100 of these companies, Kurt, is they all start their day listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, right?
I'm sure they do.
That's why you're here to report. You're here to report that, right, today?
I am. I can honestly say that at least half the companies start their day that way.
The top half, the top 50, by the way, folks. It's just a coincidence, folks. I can't explain it. Okay, now the first company you told us about last segment, had a pretty quirky, pretty unique kind of thing. They had this silver bullet drug. Pick out another company in the top 10 that maybe, you know, defied the odds, against all odds, they pulled it off, and they didn't just do it because they had some corner of the market, but they were executing, they were treating their people, they were innovative in the way they managed their people and took care of their customers. Who's like that?
I think if you look at a couple of tech companies that made the list.
Number three is IEC Electronics.
Yeah, IEC Electronics. What I was really... there's a couple companies though on the list. IEC really makes what they call electronic manufacturing services for tech companies. But a couple that jump out at me really is number five, SolarWinds. Everybody hears SolarWinds and they think it's a play on green technology.
Yeah, Solyndra. We think Solyndra when you say that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm holding up the cross right here.
This is absolutely not that story. These guys are a software company, and they do something that seemingly is very straightforward. I mean, they design software that helps computer networks run better, which is a very competitive space. But they've had tremendous success. The company was started by an old Walmart exec who still owns a significant stake in the company. And these guys are making money hand over fist. Return on equity has been averaged 67% over the past 5 years in a very competitive space. And, they've really operating very efficiently right now.
What have they done? How have they operated that made them perform so well? What do you think? What do you think?
Well, I think that, I hate to go back to the QuestCore example, but, I mean, it's something similar. I mean, they... market their software to they're to some degree a one-trick pony. Also, I mean, they market their product to help.
But they're not trying to be all things to all people. They've wallowed out a niche, and they've hung in there with it, haven't they?
Right, absolutely. They were also one of we tap a bunch of small cap investors to ask their top picks, and. David Faber is a well-known small stock picker. SolarWinds is one of his top picks, so he agrees with us. We have a handful of guys go through and select who they think the cream of the crop of this 100 group is, and they pulled out 15 of the 100 names, which you can find on Forbes.com.
A lot of these companies are under 200 million in sales, and I'm surprised... That in a way, I mean, I know I knew these companies were out there, but you've got to really be making a lot of money to be able to justify being public in the Sarbanes-Oxley era with this low amount of sales, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these guys really, a lot of these companies fly under the radar. They're not being covered by Wall Street analysts, you know, who are only looking for, you know, bigger companies that trade frequently. You know, it's a tough environment right now, particularly with the equity markets. You know, you're not seeing a lot of companies go mm-hmm. public, and it's a very challenging market right now. And, you know, you bring up Sarbanes-Oxley, you know, a lot of companies are making the choice that it's just not worth it.
Going back the other way. Now, we've reported on companies that have taken themselves private again.
Right. It's not worth the scrutiny. It's not worth the cost. You're under the microscope as a public company.
Yeah.
You have to react from quarter to quarter. It's challenging to, you know, adhere to a long-term vision if it might affect your quarterly earnings.
Exactly right.
And a lot of people think it's not worth it anymore.
If we could get rid of Sarbanes-Oxley and the quarterly reporting, I think the U.S. economy would leap off the ground. What do you think? There'd be two things that we need to do at least.
I think that's true. Absolutely. I think you'd put a lot of people, maybe you put a few people out of business in terms of Wall Street analysts.
Right.
And
I've been saying for a long time that Shakespeare said, first thing we do, kill all the lawyers. If he were around today, he would say, and then we kill all the analysts. Hey, Coach, give us that website again, please.
You can find all this at Forbes.com/best-small-companies for the full
and
list.
The full list of 100. And in there you detail why you like these companies and how they operate and how they execute so well.
And we have a few cuts of the list. We look at companies that have hired the most over the last 5
Kurt,
years.
Kurt, thank you for being here, buddy. I got to go. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.